This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet, as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hey, as always, what an honor. What a privilege. And sometimes I be in awe, you know, of the things that God is doing. As I read my Bible and meditate in the Word of God and see what the Spirit of the Lord is doing, you know, and what God is doing in the earth through His Son, Jesus Christ, through the authority and power of the Holy Ghost, I stand in awe. I stand in awe of the God church that we serve. For we serve an awesome God. We serve a mighty God. Our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard, nor has it entered into our hearts all those things that God has in store for us. But we're just grasping a little bit of drop of it. All the things that God has in store for you. The plan and the purpose that He has for your life. His original intent. His original idea. His original purpose for your life. That's what those scriptures mean when they say, or you say, God said, I know the plans that I have for you, said the Lord. The plans to prosper you and give you hope in a future. Not to harm you. Come to prosper you. That word prosper don't mean like what we know prosperity is, you know, like the more material thing that you have. You know? This prosperity he's talking about, boy. More you prosper and more the knowledge of who you are and why you here, what you can do, and where you here. That's the kingdom ministry of God to your life. I want to always bring you in to know this here. You know that if you tune into this radio broadcast here, there's a purpose for it. It's important that I always never let you forget that. You know, if you tune into this radio broadcast right here, boy, there's a purpose for it. I mean, the purpose for the purpose here, boy, God love you so much that, boy, He calling you unto Himself. You know those scriptures that you recall in your Bible? All you are heavy laden, come to me. And find rest. My yoke easy, my burden light. It say no matter who you are, no matter what you are, no matter what you did, no matter what the deal is. All you got to do is just come. Come where, Arthur? Come in to the banquet. Come eat, boy, from the table that God has prepared for you. Even in this wilderness. Even in whatever you might be going through in your life, even in this wilderness experience, it don't matter what you might be going through in this life, boy, God has prepared a table before you. For you. Not just in the sweet by and by. Thank you. That's all they know. But I'm talking about right here and now. What it is, Arthur, boy, it's just God, man, summons and his children, man, back into a relationship with him. And God just sent me to help you to establish that and develop that and grow in that. All I have is just information. You know, like we say on that broadcast, you know, we are sum total of the choices and decisions that we make every day. The choices and decisions that we make every day, that's where we are, the sum total of it. And in order for us to make the right choices and the right decisions that will lead us into our God-given destiny and purpose, it depends on the knowledge that you have. And not only the knowledge that you have, but the quality of that knowledge. As you go on from milk to parable to stronger food to stronger food, till you grow up, boy, in the things of God. Grow up what things of God? The things that he has prepared for you, that your eyes have not seen and your ears have not heard. It's just coming, as you start coming into the knowledge of that, well, you start partaking that. God told my family now, he said, listen, I want to bless that place. What place, Lord? Where you from? Where you from? You're from Central Louisiana, right there in Barkey. And we moved to Houston way back in the 80s, the 70s, really, you know. And in 2008, God told, we was at our little church in Houston, you know, and God has spoke to our hearts about deployment. Oh, Lord. And we had came down here, you know, one weekend, you know, to home for the weekend from Houston. And when we came home, Lord spoke to my heart and said, hey, I want to bless this community. And through this community, I want to bless other communities. And through other communities, man, I want to bless this town, this parish, this state, this country, this world. I said, what did he say, Lord? He said, I want to bless this place. I want to bless this community. And through this community, I want to bless other communities, and I want to bless this town, and I want to bless this parish, and I want to bless this state, and I want to bless this country, and I want to bless, man, the world, and I want the earth to be filled with my glory. Say, Lord, what you need? He say, I need a place to do it from. And a people to do it through. I don't need your ability, none of that. I just need your availability. What you want to do, Lord? I want to bless this community. I want to bless this world, starting with your house and with your community, with your neighborhood, and community, and towns and cities, parishes, and states, and countries. And he's looking to and fro the earth. He's looking for men and women that he can show himself strong on their behalf. What he want to do? He want to bless this earth. And the reason why he want to bless this earth, you know, is because we own it. One day he's going to fold it up and ball it up and create us another one, man, you know. But this one here, you know, he want to bless it because we own it. And that word blessed means, I'm not talking about with things. When he say that I want to bless this, he say I want to empower them with my ability, with my character, with my nature. I want to have, you know, power and control and influence in their life. How, Lord? No, not through a rulership and over them, but through fellowship and over them, with them. Like our originalists wanted it to be. That was my original idea. I wanted to bless the whole earth. So I planted a garden on the earth. And there I placed the man. What you want to do, Lord? I want to bless the earth. With what, Lord? I want to empower the earth, man, with all my character, all my nature, all my influence. I want to rule from the unseen realm, man, this seen realm, man. Why you want to rule him? Lord, I need a place to do it from and a people to do it through. Boy, what he did, man, he planted a garden. First thing he did was he created a person to do it through. That's Adam and Eve. When you're talking to Adam and Eve, you're really talking to everybody, because everybody comes from them that body. When he was talking to Adam, he was talking to everybody. He made one body, never went back to the ground again. And everybody came from that body. So when he was talking to Adam and Eve, or Adam in the garden, he was talking to everybody. Lord. What do you want to do? He want to bless this earth. He want to empower this earth, man, with his governing influence. Let me say it the way we know it I don't like that word religion. In Christianity, you know, he wanted to be on earth as it is in heaven. I just said plain and simple. That's what he want. He want to colonize earth with heaven. He wanted to be on earth just as it is in heaven. He wanted to be in your life, man, just as it is in his life. And the way it is in his life in heaven, that's how he wanted to be in our lives here on earth. I told y'all, eyes ain't seen, Chloe. And our ears ain't heard, boy, things that God has in store for you, man, when it's all said and done. Right now, he's going through a divine process. Unless the Lord build a house, baby, your labor's in vain. I ain't talking about what the church doing. I'm talking about what the Lord doing. I come on this radio broadcast, I told you, man, I didn't come just to give you knowledge. I come to give you quality knowledge. I'm not talking about what my church doing, what my denomination doing, what I'm doing. You know, no, I come tell you, man, what your Father in heaven is doing. And boy, he has done great things. And boy, his people being destroyed, man, why? Because they don't know about that. They don't know what God has already done. Most believers, man, you know, think that their destiny is in heaven, want to get to heaven. Think that everything that they do, man, and all they're going to spend eternity in heaven with God. That's not how it is. You're going to spend eternity in heaven, but you're going to be in heaven on earth. That's his original intent. What do you want to do? You want to bless the earth. You want to colonize the earth. He wanted to be on earth just as it is in heaven. And let me tell you something, boy, what he want, he going to get. In fact, what he want, he already got. If he said it, baby, it's a done deal. I'm going to say that again. If he said it, it's a done deal. It don't matter whether you know, I heard him say it a long time ago. You know, if God said it, I believe it, and that sells it. And then I used to say this thing too, because it sounds good. A little cliche. And God told me one day, he said, listen, man, I said it, and it settled. I said, what you mean? He said, it don't matter whether you believe it or not. My counsel is going to stand. I'm going to have what I say. And boy, when I can get you in on what I say, when you come to the knowledge of what I say, Lord. And then proclaim that, then walk in that, and live in that. I'm not talking about what the man say about what I say. I'm not even talking about what the prophet say about what I say. Jesus made a statement, boy. He said, you have heard that it has been said. And boy, he started